Thanks for listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. Now, coming to you live from the banks of the Willamette River, it's Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Online at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KPOJ.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome to another installment of Mad as Hell in America, the place where America comes to talk. Oh, wait, no, that's not the right slogan. That's Ed Schultz. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America, the place where fierce independence is the norm. No, that's not it either. You know what? You know what I realized? I don't have a slogan for my show. And somebody said the other day, you need to get yourself a slogan. And when I began the show, I put out all sorts of feelers and requests for a slogan, and none of them stuck. So I want to do it again because, you know, Ed Schultz has a good one. You know, the place where America comes to talk. I like that. I love norms. The place where fierce independence is the norm. What is the slogan for Mad as Hell in America? I want you to think on it. You can send me an email at adam@madashellinamerica.com. You can call in with your suggestions today. You can put it on Facebook. That's Mad as Hell in America on Facebook. We're easy to find. I need a little help on this one. And, you know, I don't know. If we use your slogan, I'll give you a hat, a T-shirt. I'll buy you a lunch, a sandwich. We'll give you something. But I need a little help on this. And we have a great show, a really cool show. In the second hour, I've got a really interesting guest that I'm going to tell you more about. But it has a lot to do with Karl Marx. I don't know if anybody remembers, but a few weeks ago, I did this kind of new age, what some people called an airy-fairy kind of monologue. And I had one of my listeners call up, Sean, and he said, you know what? I just think this is a lot of BS. Why don't you do something real, like something on Karl Marx? And I said yes, and I agreed. And that agreement built into this kind of happenstance where I have this absolutely tremendous guest coming on in the second hour to help us kind of talk all the way through Karl Marx. It should be an interesting conversation, should be a conversation where we learn something. And again, we're not going to be having this conversation at you. We're going to be having this conversation with you. So I want you to write down the number, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. And then in the third hour, again, this is kind of a listener-driven show. I don't know if the people who listened last week, but we had the progressive candidate running from the Progressive Party of Oregon in District 1. His name is Stephen Reynolds, and he is going to be here. So that's the show. And the first hour, of course, is just you and me. And there's a lot to talk about because all I see is that everything is just going totally crazy right now. I mean, I've come across at least three news items that really freak me out. And quite honestly, I didn't know which one to choose first. I mean, there's this Ron Wyden, Paul Ryan, let's destroy Medicare with a bogus option plan, which is disturbing for so many reasons that it's hard to even know where to start on that much. I mean, somebody please explain to me what the hell Ron Wyden is even doing talking to a guy like Paul Ryan. I mean, sure, you know, you pass him in the hall, give him a nod, a wink. Hell, give him a pat on the ass in the men's room for all I care. But do not make a plan with him to, quote, save Medicare. Because this is the same Paul Ryan that told America that Social Security was a Ponzi scheme and that the best plan was to take that money out of the Social Security Ponzi scheme and hand it over to Wall Street, home of the original Ponzi scheme.
My plan offers workers now under 55 the option of investing one-third of their Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts managed by the Social Security Administration but owned by the individual. These benefits would become your property. The government can't raid it, and you'd be able to pass on your nest egg to your children.
Right. Your nest egg. You know where it is. It's right next to your 401k, the one that doesn't exist anymore, right? Just to the right of your pension, the one that got raided by corporate marauders. Oh, so hey, I have a great idea. Let's hand them trillions of dollars in cash earmarked to safeguard our elderly. I'm sure they'll keep it snug and warm. I mean, this is madness. And what gets me really mad as hell is that Ron Wyden is on board with this man. I mean, I expect this kind of garbage from shilling jugheads like Paul Ryan. This is his bread and butter, right? This is what he gets paid to do. But Ron Wyden knows better. I mean, doesn't he? So why would he provide cover for people like John Boehner, who will scream bloody murder when Medicare is a heap of sick, discarded seniors left to die by the side of the road, that it was the Democrats who did it? I mean, I want to believe that Ron Wyden knows better, don't you? But here's the thing. The more time I spend looking at our political system, the more time I start to believe that this is a completely naive, unrealistic assumption. And besides, what difference does it make? He's doing it. And the Democrats do this all the time, and it's why we get so mad as hell at them. Because I remember singing this very same lament 2 weeks ago when Carl Levin, a senior Democratic senator from Michigan, partnered with John McCain to reinsert a provision in the upcoming National Defense Authorization Act, which would allow the executive branch, and specifically the president, to imprison anyone he deemed a terrorist, quote, without representation, without due process, indefinitely, with no oversight or transparency whatsoever. This led by a Democrat. This provision is not a slippery slope. It is a giant leap off the cliff that splatters onto the craggy coast of East Germany circa 1978. Because if we are even seriously considering something like this, much less one signature away from getting it into law, and we've got leadership from senior Democratic senators, we've got a much bigger problem. This isn't just an ordinary headache. This is a tumor. This is a cancer so deep and so embedded and so virulent that we need to get very serious about defending ourselves. Note that I didn't say arm ourselves and run out into the street in our fatigues, because frankly, I don't even have fatigues. I said defend ourselves. We must defend our civil liberties. We must defend what's left of our free society. I don't know exactly how we do that, but we've got to find a way. Because short of taking physical control of the government right now, I don't know what our options are. But I do know that they are getting severely limited by the hour. Because the point at which the government can grab anyone, anywhere, for any bogus reason, and lock them away, all under the aura of legality, it's game over. Now, I'm not saying that we will be grabbed. I'm saying that if this law passes, we can be grabbed. You see, but there's a crazy thing about can happen. See, it's usually followed by does happen. And in fact, there's a strong case to be made for already happening, and that this law is just a codification of what we are actually living right now. And I bet if you ask Private Bradley Manning, he'd tell you a story about how it's already here. But the rabbit hole goes even deeper, because there's a common theme I'm starting to detect here. Because I can make another connection to a recent set of very serious bills in both houses where all that is needed to shut down a website is a registered accusation of copyright infringement with the Justice Department. An accusation, and the Justice Department pulls the plug. Those bills are SOPA and PIPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act in the House, and the Protect Internet Piracy Act in the Senate, which essentially allowed the Justice Department to seize control of the Internet under cover of defending intellectual property laws. So what happens when we blend these three bills, SOPA, PIPA, and the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act? See, they have one thing in common. They grant legal authority to instantly remove individuals from the system or immediately shut down the means of production based on what? Accusations. No Miranda rights, no proof, no due process, no jury of your peers, just accusations. Big Brother blinks at you, and poof, you're gone. So here's where my thinking goes. I mean, right to occupy. because the spring is going to be huge. You know that, right? We didn't go home like it was Burning Man and sleep it off. We are still organizing in huge numbers. We are going to be better, smarter, bigger, and more well-organized than ever. And it is occurring to me that the timing of all of this is no coincidence. And it is not lost on the 1% or Washington that we are coming back, because we are coming back and they are certain of it. But right now, we still have freedoms that allow us to keep organizing. So they have to devise a way to take those freedoms away, right? Well, what better way than to have the power to shut down the internet and grab people off the street without due process? Well, there is no better way, unless you're Syria and you have no compunction about gunning people down in the streets. Now, as we all get out our tinfoil hats, and I encourage you to do so, let's resist the temptation to spin the propeller just yet, because this isn't really conspiracy stuff. I mean, we've got prominent Democrats leading the charge to strip Americans of their civil liberties. It's not like before under Bush, when it looked like the Dems were just spineless blobs who just couldn't help but roll over when they got pushed. I mean, now they're bellying up to the plate with wicked plans of their own. I mean, we've got Ron Wyden, the liberal senator from the great state of our beloved Oregon, having a friends with benefits relationship with Paul Ryan, and now they want to go for a menage with our Medicare system. At this point, I mean, it must be absolutely clear to anyone paying attention that it is no longer a matter of electing the right president or senator, because that is not where the problem really is. Because the problem really is with a feudal economic system that has consumed our democratic system. And if we want real change, not the BS that BO was selling back in 2008, we need to reach deeper than politicians and grab the uber-moneyed ruling class by their big fat portfolios and throw them out on their ass. So how do we do that? I mean, do we just walk into the big house and say, oh, I'm sorry, you're occupied now, you're all fired, we're taking over? And even if we succeeded in doing that, which seems insane, what happens then? Who occupies Congress, the White House? Do we hold new elections? Because if my predicate is true, then is it a French Revolution? God, I hope not. But one thing is for sure, it's going to have to be something radical, because there is no point in tinkering with increments of a broken democracy anymore. We need a complete turning over of the existing power structure, a literal revolution, as in one full circle, because quite honestly, I don't see any other way. Do you? I mean, I don't mean to get too heavy here, but if we're really honest with ourselves and each other, and we are willing to look the plutocratic beast square in the eye, we know that this is exactly what needs to happen. And so let's talk about that today. How do we accomplish this changing of the guard in a way that is nonviolent, but so utterly non-cooperative that we cannot be overcome? How do we show up with so many numbers and with such unassailable demands that we cannot be turned away? And when we get there, how will we ensure that we won't get corrupted like everyone else? I mean, is it possible to arrive on that magnificent day of change with so much righteous humanity in our hearts, with so much justice blowing at our backs, and with so much human history driving us forward, that we accomplish more than a political change, but a change of mind so beautiful and so clear that nothing will be quite the same ever again? You're listening to Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. The numbers are 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. Your calls are next. We'll be right back.